Hey, what's going on, Grow Squad? Welcome to another episode, that's right, of the Eugene Hamilton Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your likes, for your shares, and thank you for subscribing. Check it out. This is the place where every single week I drop knowledge, nuggets, and information I hope that will help you to go, grow, and glow, and be the best person you can be every single day. Today, a special episode. We're going to drop a special episode. It will be abnormally short. Because you know I can talk all day, but I want to highlight and give you some insight as to the efforts behind my latest project, which is my children's book. I want to give you some insight, some background as to what brought that into play, why it's important to me, and why I'm hoping this it'll be important to you as well. Let's pray as we move forward. God, thank you so much for our time together each week. We don't take for granted that we're living, we're breathing, we're moving. Thank you so much for my friends, whether they're going to school, going to work, they're at home, they're at the gym, they're in the grocery store, they're on the road, wherever they're doing, oh God, I'm praying that you would guide them, you would lead them, and give them what they need for this day in Jesus' name, amen. Yes, I am a brand new, I'm talking about spanking brand new children's book author. This is from a guy who, growing up, I wasn't the greatest English student. I wasn't the greatest. I remember one time, my mother doesn't seem to remember this, but there was a spell in my life growing up where I would stutter a lot. It was so interesting because it kind of like went away. We didn't have any money for therapy. We didn't have any money for a speech therapist or anything like that. But I think about the times in my life that education, school, writing, speaking, those things didn't appeal to me. And they didn't appeal to me oftentimes because of the people in my neighborhood who I was trying to impress, trying to be like. You know, sometimes in life, things that are not going to help you advance in life are the things that are glorified. So oftentimes in life, I would find myself looking and trying to gain the approval of individuals who did not have a step for me to lean on or anything in life to help me get to the next level. And so sometimes in life, I would find myself, I'm talking about as that little elementary school student, my attention would be taken by the guy down the street who had the big bass music in the trunk. He had big rims on his car, and I'm saying to myself, wow, is reading a book going to help me get that? Nah, well, I don't know. The funny thing about this thing and this journey I've taken towards becoming not only a children's book author, but also a speaker, helping those that connect with kids. I mean, my joy is found these days in helping kids directly, but also in providing professional development and keynote speeches for those individuals who need encouragement and also tools and strategies on how to connect with that kid, like the kid in my book, who is Tony, who has taken a step now where he's trying his best to do great in school, but his friends around him are not supportive of that. And I'm talking to a parent, to a guardian, to a teacher, to an educator, to a grandparent right now who has a kid. And you're saying to yourself, that sounds like the kid I'm dealing with. It's not about gender. It's not about if it's boy, girl, no matter who it is. You have a kid right now who, like Eugene, who like Tony in my new book, outside influences are sometimes our worst enemies. Because as this little boy is trying his best to better himself, to keep his head in the book or in a book to better himself, he finds himself in a position where he has to make a choice. It's almost like you go in the refrigerator. Anybody ever been hungry? You ever been hungry and gone to the refrigerator and had to make a choice between something that's healthy and something that's terrible? Yeah. You made a choice. I mean, even the grocery store is so funny. I heard this. I don't know. I saw this somewhere on social media. Somebody said if there's a health food or a healthy food section in your grocery store, what is everything else in the grocery store? Unhealthy? If there's a healthy food section in the grocery store, you're like, well, what's all this other stuff in here, right? And so if you ever had to go to the grocery store or to the refrigerator and make a choice between something that tastes good and is bad for you in the long run, or something that doesn't taste as good as this, but is better for you in the long run, you know how it is.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
To be an elementary school student, a middle school student, having to decide who's going to influence you, having to decide who's going to have your attention, having to decide who is going to be the crew, the people, the group, the individual that you're going to allow to pull you in a certain direction. As I am privileged to meet kids like that kid in my new book every single week, every single month, and I also have an opportunity to meet kids on the other side, who are on that bus with Tony, who are trying, because it's interesting because oftentimes we talk about the Tony, forgetting that on the other side, the bully or the crowd needs an opportunity to do better as well. Don't miss this, because when I go to schools and I'm able to speak at student assemblies or talk to crowds, it's not just to Tony, it's also to the crew who also needs a chance to do better. The bully who also needs a chance to put down bullying and learn that there's a better way to handle their emotions, to handle their trauma, to handle, because oftentimes we find individuals who are the bullies are dealing with something. Yeah. And sometimes I'm able to go into and speak with administration, with teachers, because they need also tools in place to help them not just resort to, oh, you're in trouble, bully. But let's figure out. Let's get down, as they say down south, to the nitty gritty. Let's get down to the root of the problem and figure out what we can do. So I had an awesome time writing this book and watching the illustrator find unique ways to connect the words and to make a tremendous picture book that I'm hoping will impact thousands of lives around the globe and will help young people understand that they're powerful, they're unique, and that the world needs them. There are kids right now that I'm able to speak with. There are kids that you know right now who don't realize, who don't value themselves because they haven't been taught how to value and have, how to have a high sense and high level of self-worth. It's difficult in life sometimes to find young people who are not swayed by either side and who have an independent kind of thinking, and they know who they are. They realize they got gifts. They realize they have talents. They realize that, hey, they have a, like Liam Neeson said, they got a special set of skills. So that book I dedicated to my son. But in that book, I highlighted also educators who sometimes we don't give credit to, don't give enough credit to, and that they have power and influence to often change the trajectory of a kid's life simply sometimes by words. So that book is, or my book is I think a balanced approach to highlight the work of educators and also to shed light on what young people are facing in a world in 2024 going into 2025 that is ever changing and that they need tools to cope with, to deal with, and to be their best selves. So I'm hoping that you will see some kind of light in getting that book for those that you love, those that you serve, those young people that you know are looking for some kind of answers. In the back of that book, we had an awesome time putting together discussion questions for groups of kids to kind of discuss and navigate and move forward as they become the best that they can be, and most importantly, as they commit to go, to grow, and to glow every single day. So thank you for going on this journey with me. Thank you for your support. Thank you for those on social media who have given me all kinds of words of encouragement along the way, and those words that will come along, even those who've given me words that help me become better. Thank you as well. Show notes, eugenehamilton.org. I'll meet you there. Place your orders there online. Don't forget, if you go to Amazon, I just want you to have the book because I know sometimes that's easier. But if you order right on my site, there's a special gift. And also you'll get a sign. The first 100 copies that are going out will be signed by yours truly. Looking forward to continuing to impact your life in many different ways. Thank you again, Grow Squad. Keep on going. Keep on growing. Keep on glowing. That's my time. See you next time. Peace.